With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. And you don't know? But nah, fix it! CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the world.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus. Vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
It's me, your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Today, we've got a great show for you with music by Carrie Vanderclute, Miguel de Armas, Neil Swanson, Jonathan Bauer, Amanda Tosoff, and so much more. If you like what you hear, have a story to share, or want to ask us a question, tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also find our playlists, episode updates, and more on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. All right, let's get to the music. Starting off today's show is a track by Toronto saxophonist and composer Allison Au from her album Forest Grove. Allison's band has blown up in recent years. They won the Juno for Best Jazz Album of the Year Group in 2019 for their album Wander Wander and have toured extensively in the US and in Canada. Au's music transports you to a place where instrumentals ring bold and emotions run free. Melodies cascade and collide, highlighting Au's gift for layering voices and rhythms. Her writing showcases the coloring character of each instrument while providing ample room for her bandmates to push her compositions to new heights. Her album Forest Grove was released in February of 2016 and features Todd Pentney on piano and keyboards, John Maharaj on bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, and of course, Allison Au on alto saxophone. This is Oriole by Allison Au, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Next up, we're talking about Amanda Tosoff's album, Earth Voices. Amanda Tosoff is a BC-raised, Toronto-based pianist, composer, and educator with six albums to her credit. With Amanda's sixth release as a leader, she continues to pursue the creative and stylistic leap she began on Words, once again drawing on poetry with deep personal and emotional connection. Along with strings and guest saxophonist Allison Au, who you just heard on the last track, and Kelly Jefferson, she invites Alex Goodman, fellow Canadian and now one of New York's most vital young guitarists, to work wonders and broaden her ensemble texture. Earth Voices also features not one, but seven singers. In fact, there are a total of 17 guest artists on this album. When asked why she chose the guests she did, she answered, "Since releasing Words, which featured the beautiful voice of Felicity Williams, I've worked with many other fantastic vocalists, like Emily Claire Barlow and Lydia Purceau. I couldn't decide on just one voice for this album, and I also wanted to make sure I wasn't mistaken with the singer on it. So, I decided to hire all my favorite artists, taking a lot of time to imagine their voices on these compositions. The result was pure magic. Each singer was a perfect fit and brought these songs to life in a way that was even better than I had imagined. I also included my favorite instrumentalists and more string players to augment my band. I basically assembled my dream team." You're listening to Here in Heaven by Amanda Tosoff, featuring Michelle Willis and Alex Samaras on Orange Grove Radio.
Building a shed between here and heaven, between the wait and the wedding, for as long as we both shall be dead to the world beyond the boys and the girls trying to keep us calm. We can practice our lines till we're deaf and blind to ourselves, to each other, where it's fall not winter, spring not summer, cool not cold. Staking a claim on ground so fertile, we forget who we've hurt along the way and reach out for a strange hand to hold, someone strong but not bold enough to tear down the wall. 'Cause we ain't lost enough to find the stars on cross, why line them, why fall hard that's soft into fall, that winter, spring, that summer, cool, not cold. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Next up, we're talking about Canadian bass icon Neil Swainson. Four-time Juno Award-winning jazz bassist Neil Swainson was born and raised in the province of British Columbia, moving to his home base of Toronto in the late 70s. Over his career, he's recorded with the likes of George Shearing, Jay McShann, Walter Norris, and Woody Shaw, and has performed with Diana Krall, Nancy Wilson, Mel Torme, James Moody, Lee Konitz, and many others. Initially released on Concord Records on CD in 1988, Swainson's only album, 49th Parallel, is extremely rare and sought out. It features a quintet with jazz legends Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, trumpeter Woody Shaw, drummer Jerry Fuller, and Gary Williamson on piano. Here's a fun fact for you. This album was Woody Shaw's last studio session. Whoa. The CD, LP, and digital album were re-released in September of 2020, and this special release features one bonus track, Labyrinth, which is not included on the original CD. This is 49th Parallel by Neil Swainson, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Multi-talented trumpeter, singer, and composer Jonathan Bauer, most notably from the Grammy Award-winning New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, returns with his highly anticipated sophomore release, Sings and Plays. A distinctive new musician on the rise, Bauer has been widely celebrated for his dark and buttery trumpet sound, often mistaken for that of a flugelhorn. As a singer, his voice is filled with an earnest joy, instantly connecting with audiences. Along with an A-list cast of some of New Orleans' most swinging musicians, Sings and Plays is dripping with energy from the city they call home. Early listeners have described the new album's aesthetic as New Orleans meets Chet Baker. Part of this album was recorded in January of 2020, just before the onset of the COVID pandemic. In spite of all the uncertainty they faced, Bauer and his band were determined to keep Sings and Plays from being shelved. Ultimately, the losses and obstacles of the last year bred new depths of appreciation for the music and each other, making this project all the more special. This is Days of Wine and Roses, followed by Just Friends by Jonathan Bauer, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play. A meadowland behind a closing door, a door marked evermore. That wasn't there, that wasn't there before. Oh, a lonely night discloses just a passing breeze of distant memories, of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses. And you, kiss again seems like pretending. Oh, it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We love, we laugh, we cry, then suddenly love died. Our story ends, but we're just friends. Seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. For two friends sit drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We love, we laugh, we cry, then suddenly love died. Our story ends, but we're just friends.
Hi there, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and on this show, we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and so it only makes sense that we would play a track from Miguel de Armas' new album, Continuous, which was released in May of 2021 on Three Pines Records. With Continuous, Diadamas reveals his heart and soul. It is an eclectic, inventive, and truly global album that demonstrates Diadamas' versatility not only as a player, but as a composer as well. These boundary-defying songs defy categorization with the rich melodic and rhythmic feel of Sango, the fusion of Afro-Cuban music with pop, Latin jazz, calypso, and classical influences. Continuous represents the continuation of Diadamas' musical journey that began almost a decade ago when he moved to Canada. This album is a compelling collection of songs about love, immigration, long winters, and how to stay happy throughout. Diadamas is a storyteller, and his medium is his music. This is Couscous by the Miguel Diadamas Quartet, which features Mark Deco on bass, Michel Medrano Brindes on drums, Diomer Gonzalez on congas, and of course, Michel Diadamas on piano, keyboards, and composition. Hi, and welcome to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And today, we're going to be talking about a track from Carrie Vanderkloot's album, The Architects, which was released in June of 2020 on Next Level Records. Now, Carrie is a Canadian jazz singer and composer who lives in New York City. And her album, The Architects, lives somewhere in the space between jazz and folk. The whole album is composed by Carrie Vanderkloot, including a setting of an E.E. Cummings poem. The music glides seamlessly between intricately arranged ensemble playing and lush layers of vocals and violins. This album features a stellar cast of New York-based musicians, violinist Lisanne Tremblay, pianist synth player Jamie Reynolds, bassist Gary Wang, and drummer Nathan Elman Bell. A working band since early 2018, the five musicians of The Architects establish an atmosphere of trust throughout the album. Each musician's individual voice shines through clearly in each song while weaving a multi-layered collage together. This is Same Song by Carrie Vanderkloot, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, your favorite show, the one that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Well, I don't know if it's your favorite show, but it's definitely mine. And if you like what you hear, please feel free to join the family, join the conversation, tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. We have two more tracks for you today. And the next one that we're going to be listening to is by a band with an album by the same name, which is La Bim. La Bim is the first album for this Quebec-based quintet of the same name. It features Hugo Bluin on upright bass, Alex Dodier on flute and saxophones, Gabriel Genest on tenor saxophone, Jean-Philippe Godbeau on drums, and Jonathan Turgeon on piano and compositions. You're listening to Requiem by La Bim on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Well, we've made it to the end of the show, but don't leave just yet because we have one incredible song still to play for you. We just want to take a second to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been listening since the beginning, oh, this is so much fun. Can't believe we're on episode 7. We have so much more music to present to you and to play for you. So if you have any special requests or you have any questions or you want to tell us a story, please do get in contact with us by following us on social media at Orange Grove Publicity. And if you want to tweet us, you can do so at OG Publicity. Closing the show, we have a track by two-time Juno-nominated musician Charantha Bedigay, who is a baritone saxophonist, composer, and educator from Toronto, Canada. His original music combines hard bop and modern jazz to create a sound that is both accessible and sophisticated. His album Momentum was released in September of 2016 and has a diverse range of influences, including New Orleans jazz, R&B, film music, and folk songs. This album features some of the biggest Canadian icons of jazz, including David Restivo on piano and keyboards, Mike Downs on acoustic bass, Rich Brown on electric bass, Mark Kelso on drums, Will Kennedy on drums too, and Charantha Bedigay on keyboards and woodwinds. This is Pork Chop on Orange Grove Radio. Bye-bye! Thank you.
Ça prend une bonne dose de courage et de persévérance pour traverser une pandémie.
Ça prend aussi une bonne dose de patience, de résilience, de confiance, d'optimisme, d'humour et d'amour. Une bonne dose de détermination, d'endurance, d'empathie, de motivation, d'ingéniosité et d'espoir.
Mais surtout, ça prend une deuxième dose de vaccin.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKU.